So this week, the Green Party of New York State unveiled its legislative agenda for 2019 at the state level. C.J. Chapman and Peter Lavigne, state party co-chair, were two of the presenters. First, we talked to Peter. What were some of the key issues that was highlighted in terms of legislative priorities?
We have four main issues this session. The first one is serious action on climate change. We want a Green New Deal. Secondly, we'd like to see real single-payer health care, the New York Health Act, passed this session. Marijuana reform and legalization. We need to have criminal justice reform as well. And finally, we need electoral reform here in New York State, not just a full-time legislature, which we support, ban on outside income, but also we need real ranked choice voting and proportional representation to make sure every vote counts and that we have more voices and choices in the New York State legislature.
CJ, you mentioned during the press conference that you're, a new mother, and as such, you're concerned about healthcare both for, your child and for yourself. So what are some of your personal reasons why you're supportive of a single payer healthcare system?
Well, for me, I think that single payer healthcare is an access to healthcare in general is an issue that affects so many people from so many different demographics, and it's something that all working people can get behind and really band together to try to pass. And in my personal experience, I myself am on Medicaid, my child is on Medicaid, but that's a very tenuous situation. I said at the press conference, and it's totally true, every time I get a letter from DSS, I think to myself, is this the letter that's gonna say I don't have healthcare anymore? And my partner gets healthcare through his work, but he can't even go to the doctor with the copays that they're so high, and if he had to be in the hospital, there's no way we could pay our rent and also pay the deductible at the same time. And that's a person who works, he's in a union job, he works 40 to 60 hour weeks depending on the week, and he should be able to go to the doctor and get preventative care and get emergency care. And I shouldn't have to worry that my child isn't going to be able to receive care when he needs it. And in a country where insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies are profiting so much, and they are benefiting at the expense of regular working New Yorkers. And to me, healthcare is a human right, and I care about human rights. I got my start as an activist working on children's rights, and to me, that this is a children's rights issue and a family rights issue.
So why do you think single-payer health care would be an improvement? And, how is that particular proposal, looking in the state legislature at the moment?
I think single-payer health care would be an improvement because it would be fair, it would be universal, and we would get the insurance companies out of the picture. And as far as how that's looking in the legislature, the New York Health Act has passed in the Assembly for the past 4 years. It has had almost half of the state senators as co-sponsors. And now that both houses are controlled by the Democrats, theoretically that should mean that we should be able to pass it. That said, just because Democrats campaigned on supporting this doesn't mean that they're going to bring it to the floor or vote on it this session, and that's why we still really need to continue the work that we're doing to put pressure on them and hold them accountable.
So, Peter, you mentioned, voting reform as one of the key issues for the Green Party. What are you hearing in terms of what the state legislature is considering, and, do you have different proposals you would like to see advance?
Well, I've heard that the state legislature is considering, and granted, this has just been out in the media, they haven't really talked about it concretely, but they're talking about extending days that you can vote, automatic voter registration. I've heard, potentially that we might see some form of public campaign financing. So there's a lot of stuff floating around out there that I think has been discussed as kind of baseline stuff that we need in New York State and across the country. But, you know, the Green Party is asking for the legislature to go further than that. You know, we'd like to see ranked choice voting. You know, Maine passed this.
I'm sorry, what is ranked choice voting?
So ranked choice voting, essentially you rank candidates based on your order of preference. And at a certain point, if the candidate that you choose doesn't receive enough votes, then your second choice votes start being counted. And what this means is that you get 50% of the vote for the winning candidate. So this just happened in Maine where a candidate two candidates didn't receive a majority in the first round. They each received about 46 or 47% of the vote. But then the second choice votes put the one of the candidates over the top.
I believe a Democrat.
I do believe a Democrat. And so what we'd like to see is this ranked choice voting instituted across New York State. I believe a little over 10 years ago, Senator Krueger had a bill that would have allowed this to happen. Now that the Democrats are in control of the Senate, we think that, you know, this should be one of the things that they enact pretty quickly. They're always complaining about, the Democrats are always complaining about the spoiler effect. This completely eliminates the so-called spoiler effect. And it would also mean that there'd be more voices and choices. You know, people wouldn't have to worry about, oh, am I voting for this candidate or that, and what might happen, right? And that's what we often encounter as Greens, right? And we'd also like to see proportional representation. You know, this is a bigger push, but it's the idea that, hey, parties should be seated, candidates should be seated based on the percentage that their party gets across the state. This could help end gerrymandering, right? One of the ways that you can do proportional representation is to have one big district, and so you don't have to worry about how you cut the lines. And it also usually means in places that have proportional representation that more women, minorities, working class people are represented as well. And we think that there'd be more parties in the New York State legislature, like the Greens and Libertarians, Socialists, more voices and choices for New Yorkers. It seems like a no-brainer to us.
Now, one of the or two of the issues you talked about are related. One is the issue of marijuana legalization, which the governor now kind of says he, you know, supports. And then the related issue of criminal justice reform. You know, what are some of the key aspects of those issues that you're hoping the legislature will adopt?
It seems like the legislature is going to address marijuana legalization in 2019. We've seen a number of states around us do so already, or they're debating legalizing. And what we've seen is, you know, the Department of Health put out a report a couple of months ago saying that there would be tax benefits to this. You know, the Greens look at it like this. You know, we've been calling for marijuana legalization for decades, and we think that New York State needs to make sure that this is part of the 2019 agenda. We need to make sure that, that, you know, corporations don't dominate the marijuana market. People should be allowed to grow at home. We should make sure that there are non-GMO crops and that we're not having GMO seeds come in. And we need to make sure that there's criminal justice reform coupled with that marijuana legalization because this is at the core of the so-called war on drugs is mass incarceration, right? We need to make sure that nonviolent drug offenders are released, that their records are expunged. And that they are given opportunities to either participate in what would now be a legal marijuana industry or restitution for what's happened to them. And the money that is made from marijuana legalization should be directed towards rebuilding communities, especially poor communities of color that have been devastated by the drug war. I mean, this is something we think that absolutely needs to happen when we talk about marijuana legalization. This shouldn't just be about large corporations getting wealthy on now legal marijuana.
So we've been talking with C.C. Chapman and Pina Lavinia. If people want more information about the Green Party, you know, where do they get that? And maybe, C.J., if you have a last, you know, any input you want to put.
You can find us on social media and on the web, you know, www.gpny.org, Green Party of New York on Facebook. We're on Twitter as well. So you can find us at all of those places.
And any last comments from CJ?
My last comments would just be that I think the legislative agenda that the Green Party of New York has put forward is really strong. And I think that it's so important that we have an independent voice outside of the two major parties that's able to continually push for these sorts of reforms and these sorts of measures without being beholden to the interests that they're beholden to, because we really represent the people of the state's interests, and that's a voice that needs to be heard.
And this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC.